Ultra-nationalist groups played a key role among the protesters in Kiev during the recent Ukrainian revolution. Now, a nationalist party is in the interim government and pushing for changes in Ukraine's language law that have outraged Russian-speaking Ukrainians. NPR's Emily Harris reports on the influence of the nationalist far right.
A tall metal gate guards the entrance to the former Communist Party headquarters in Kiev. The face of Lenin still looms over the courtyard, but this three-story building has been recently claimed as headquarters for C-14, a loose affiliation of groups watchdogs call neo-Nazi, and C-14 leader Yevgen Karas calls a laboratory for youth movements. C-14's common value is Ukrainian nationalism, he says. The common enemy is anyone against Ukraine.
Can be ethnic Ukrainians, Russians, or Jews, anybody, but they hate Ukraine. They think that there is no nation, and they accept Ukrainian language, Ukrainian history as an enemy.
Back a few years ago, Karas says, he and friends would actually dress up in traditional embroidered Ukrainian shirts and go looking for people who would make fun of them.
In this way, we provoke some people who hate Ukrainian as nation to attack us, to fight with them, because we want to show them that we are not afraid and we will stand for ourselves.
C-14 toughness showed up on Kiev's Independence Square over the past months of protests. Karas and his cronies formed some of the many self-defense groups patrolling the square. Along with many others, they fought police and stormed government buildings. Sociologist Andrei Bichenko says most Ukrainians had never heard of C-14 or other far-right organizations before they participated in ousting former President Viktor Yanukovych. That, Bichenko says, raised the profile of far-right groups.
Because it seems it wasn't possible to change the system of Yanukovych without some more or less aggressive methods.
The protests also made a right-wing slogan mainstream.
Slava Ukraine!
Slava Ukraine means glory to Ukraine. For many, the phrase captures a deep pride, strength, and unity, fueling their desire to rebuild the government, right this time. Volodymyr Ishenko researches social protests in Ukraine. He hears something else in the slogan.
Now we have totally normalized far-right.
He's not just talking about slogans. C-14 is closely associated with a party in Ukraine's parliament. Svoboda was behind the move to change language laws that triggered much of the unrest in the Russian-speaking part of Ukraine. The party wants to add ethnicity to official IDs and hire government workers based partly on patriotism. Volodymyr Ishenko.
That's a dangerous situation, because, okay, this is not just like label far-right. These people have ideology, they have their program, but this program is xenophobic.
In the new government, the Svoboda Party got four ministerial jobs, including Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Defense. This worries leftist activist Bohdan Bilecki, who spent 2 weeks in the hospital after being beaten by neo-Nazis last summer. He says Ukraine's uprising, called Maidan here, didn't depend on far-right fighters.
They've done a lot, but they weren't like the most important force. I think that there will be a Maidan without them.
Sociologist Bichenko agrees.
People supported them just for their readiness even to die for the goal. But I think very few people, or maybe even nobody, thought about their ideology.
In Ukrainian politics, he says, people value what groups do more than what they say. Emily Harris, NPR News, Kiev.